Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Here with Darren, Kerry and Sky on East Coast Radio. And this feature right now brought to you by the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health, growing KwaZulu-Natal together.
As we continue to battle the scourge of COVID-19, we call upon any people who may notice any symptoms of this epidemic not to delay, but to come forward immediately in order to be screened and tested as soon as possible. These symptoms may include fever, dry cough, tiredness, or loss of taste and smell, amongst other symptoms. It is much better and safer to be quarantined or isolated at a government facility than at home, because should COVID-19 related complications set in, help will be close by. Government has worked hard to create thousands of beds for quarantine and isolation. There is still plenty of space available. For more information on how to access these beds, please visit our official website, www.kznhealth.gov.za, or our official Facebook page, which is KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health. It is in our hands. Working together, we will conquer COVID-19.
It is time to chat to the KZN Department of Health, and as usual, we have our resident guest, Dr. Sandile Shabalala Mshengu, head of the department in our province. HOD, good morning, and welcome back to East Coast Radio.
Mshengu!
Good morning, Mshengu. How are you?
Oh, wow.
Yay.
Dr. Shabalala, straight into it. Can we look at the rate of transmission? When are we likely to reach the peak, or are we over the peak of the second wave?
Look, when we look at our figures in the past 5 to 7 days, we think our figures are not as high as they were when we were starting this second wave.
Mm-hmm.
But we are worried about the fact that there is no projection yet by the scientists. Secondly, we're worried by the fact that it seems the numbers only decrease when we are on a certain lockdown or some restriction. It's not a pure deep behavior by us.
Yeah.
We want to encourage that aspect of our people, because if we don't, we will go to a third wave.
And then Mshengu, I'm going to ask, let's look at maybe the lighter side here, or the good news. So we've got some that are severely affected that were needing oxygen and ventilators. With those patients specifically, how is that recovery rate?
The recovery rate has increased so much.
When
we checked our recovery rate, we were at 80% as a province, and the whole country is at 83.7%. So our recovery rate is very, very good. What we worry about are those that are isolating at home and behaving one way or another not according to what we expect. So we want to encourage them as well. Isolate, but also observe all the precautions.
It's actually good to hear that we spoke to Professor Tulio yesterday, and we're getting the same narrative from the scientists as we are from the doctors and the departments of health. It's nice to see that we're all on the same page.
Mshengu, sawubona. I have an important question to ask here. There's this thing that's going around on WhatsApp where they're telling you to hold your breath to A and B, and if you can hold it, your oxygen levels are good. So is there like a way you can check your oxygen levels outside of a health facility, and are there any signs we should look out for that indicate that there could be trouble with one's oxygen level?
Oh, good question.
That's a good question.
There is something called it's a Mshengu factor there, don't worry. There is something called the pulse oximeter. That pulse oximeter will monitor your pulse, your heart rate, but also your oxygen saturation level. You can buy that in any pharmacy and keep it at home. Once it goes below 95 consistently, mm-hmm. you should then go and consult why is it below 95. Because when you breathe at room air, it should be 95 and above.
Mm.
So once it goes below 95 consistently, then you should be saying what is happening. But also look for other symptoms that you may be having. Remember, when a pulse oximeter indicates a low saturation, it's not COVID. It can be anything that reduces your oxygen saturation. So it's important to go and check.
I think that's a fantastic intervention. I know a lot of people that are suffering phantom symptoms, and they might put pressure on the healthcare system by going in. And then there's other people who are waiting too late. I know that a lot of the fatalities are people that have left it too late for medical intervention. So if you know what your oxygen levels are before you even leave home, that's a game changer. That was Dr. Sandile Shabalala, HOD, for the KZN Department of Health. We were chatting to him about the latest developments in coronavirus in KZN. Thank you, Doc.
Darren, Carrie and Sky.